A Wednesday morning, that means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with a top story in the paper today in Schenectady. District sick day payouts top $565,000.
Yeah, this is part of our ongoing effort to track public expenditures that we think need to be sort of watched and monitored. And the big concern for us is it's growing every year. So this year, the numbers are going up, up, up again. So tonight, the Schenectady School Board is going to probably vote to approve a sick day payout for 22 teacher retirees this year. And the total payout is going to be $565,000 for unused sick day. And so, as I said, we've been tracking it the last couple of years. Last year, it was $450,000, so it's gone up $100,000. This is one of these things that some of these teacher union benefits afford the teachers when they retire. And to the average taxpayer, I think it's pretty shocking. The teachers are allowed to accumulate up to 400 sick days during their career, and then they can, quote-unquote, cash them out when they retire if it gets approved. It seems unrealistic to sustain this, but each year they get 23 sick days their first year, and then they get to add up another 18 per year. We talked to the Empire Center's Ken Girard, and we did a think tank in Albany, and said unless state lawmakers do something to sort of rein in these kind of benefits that these teachers' unions can get in contract negotiations, there's not much these local school districts can do. And in this school district, everybody's just throwing their hands up and say, hey, we're contractually obligated, so we have to do it. In the meantime, the school is trying to crack down on sick days that teachers are using, so the reality is that the cost is going to go up, actually.
A man who was accused of shooting his girlfriend and two of her children last week had the city of Schenectady on edge for a number of hours, has officially been charged, and we're hearing that the kids are improving.
So a little bit of good news last night. We finally got the first glimpse into how the kids are doing. So the prosecutor in the case who talked to us about these charges said that the two kids, 7 and 16, are improving. And the ex-girlfriend of Deshaun Howard, who was also shot, she's improving, and it looks like she's most likely going to survive. So those are the good things. From the criminal part, we finally found out yesterday that after a week in the hospital, this man was charged formally with 3 counts of attempted murder. So if he gets convicted, he looks at 75 years to life in prison. A little bit of an unusual case because of his injury. The prosecutor, the defense attorney, and the judge all traveled to Albany Med, and they did the formal arraignment right there. And he is due to return to court on Monday. It's unknown whether he will. So we're tracking this. We're most interested in how the victims are doing and if they're showing signs of improvement.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, who joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, David. Have a good one.